Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Liv, Jasper and Charlie with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, after spending 6 months forsaken, a bar space in West End has found a new owner and has opened, bringing more locally owned nightlife to the area. Located at the facade of the West End Electric on Boundary Street, Intermission provides an intersection between, quote, the theatre of the stage and the theatre of the city. With more corporately owned restaurants popping up in the area, such as a McDonald's receiving pushback from locals, Intermission can be seen as a continuation of the community-based hospitality that is so appreciated in West End.
The countdown is on for Queensland's Garden Show, arriving on the 10th of July in Nambour. The Sunshine Coast event will be the state's largest collection of plants in one location and celebrate all things gardening. The Sunshine Coast branch of Nursery and Garden Industry Queensland initiated the show 4 decades ago, kicking off with only 1 day to present engaging and accessible gardening celebrations to their communities. Now folks can enjoy 3 days of plant-based activities, and visitors will enjoy free talks, demonstrations, and workshops by gardening experts.
In national news, concerns that social media companies are failing to block Australians younger than 16 from their platforms has sparked tougher legislation introduced to Parliament by Labor. The eSafety Commissioner is concerned that Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Snapchat are not complying with the age restrictions that came into effect late last year. Tech companies that refuse to hand over documents related to their enforcement of the ban could face fines of up to $99 million under this new legislation, with investigations into what they call, quote, systemic neglect to enforce the ban.
Advocates are pushing for a key bird observatory and research station along the coast to be reopened following bird flu concerns. The Airbird Observatory is the nation's oldest and most remote bird observatory and was the location of Australia's first bird flu cases. It has been closed for months following a, quote, medical emergency. Environmental advocate Mike Bamford is one of many pushing for the volunteer-run site to reopen, insisting that air could play an important role in the response to bird flu, following 2 confirmed cases, and says that the role of citizen scientists is, quote, often overlooked.
In international news, Australia and Vanuatu have signed a long-awaited bilateral security and economic pact that will prevent China from creating a military base on the South Pacific island nation. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Vanuatu's Prime Minister Jonathan Napat signed the NAKAMAL agreement in Canberra yesterday after months of prolonged negotiations. The signed pact has been watered down from the initial agreement, and it includes key clauses aimed at limiting Chinese investment in Vanuatu's ports, airports, and telecommunications by blocking, quote, third-party involvement in critical infrastructure. Vanuatu also committed to prioritize policing cooperation with Pacific Islands Forum members and to come to Australia, New Zealand, and France first in response to major natural disasters. Vanuatu is also currently negotiating a, quote, comprehensive development cooperation deal with China called the NAMIL Agreement.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is a cloudy 16 degrees. The UV is currently at 2 and it's only set to hit a max of 3 in the moderate band, so good news if you're trying not to get burnt today. That's all your news for 9am and we'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded.
And we stand in solidarity with them.
Just when you...